Yeah, they still do in some. It's only a few that don't.
Oh,
they?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm right about that.
I don't even really know.
Tubeless tires
are
still fairly expensive, I
think.
I may be wrong about that.
I just haven't thought about
it. I hadn't either, really. I know when we first got our tubeless tires, and I thought they were still something special.
Now, if somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they're going to...
Launch
was...
Oh, launch. Yeah, okay. They're going to put it in the water for the first time.
If someone wanted you to try a new product, they might send you a free
sample.
And if a little girl had a dress that you liked a lot, you might say that dress is really...
cute.
Or another way, you might say, oh, well, if you were talking about someone who was attractive looking, you might say she's really
pretty.
And what people would wear over their dresses in the kitchen.
Apron.
And if you were going to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
And what would you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
A coat.
And a suit would consist of a coat and matching
skirt.
Yeah, for a woman, right? And
oh, trousers.
Yeah, trousers. Now, do you remember when they would have a third piece?
A vest. They're back in style.
And they're coming. Right, yes. Right, exactly. Now, if sometimes people are talking about. Women particularly, I think they use this term. They'll say they have midriff
bulge. Yeah.
And if you had a, matching coat and pants for a man would be a
suit.
Yeah. And if you had just bought it, it would be not an old one, but a
new.
And if a shirt was not samphorized, for example, and you washed it in hot water, it
would shrink.
And if a woman liked to, stand in front of the mirror and look at herself and fix up all the time.
Prep.
And a small leather container with a clasp on it.
Purse.
And one of these, you'd call this a...
bracelet.
Yes, and I see mine's turning my arm green.
Wonder, do you have arthritis?
I do, yes. Pretty bad case
of. Really? At your age?
It's too bad. Well, my age is pretty advanced.
Well, I ought to make you tell me, don't you?
No, I'm 28.
Are you really?
Yeah, almost 29.
Well, I am to the stage where now all young people look young to me. I just don't believe it, when...
I thought you were very close to my age. That's why.
Oh, no.
Because I know that I'm nearly 30.
And so that's bugging
me. I thought you were, as I said, about 30 in that age, around there when I looked at you. What would men wear to hold up their trousers?
But suspenders.
Yeah, you remember that. And what about to hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
And when you make up a bed, the last thing you put on a bed?
Spread.
Do you ever remember an earlier word?
Coverlet. I've never used it.
You've never used it, but you have heard. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And what do you put on the bed for warmth?
Well, we have a quilt and a blanket.
In a place on the floor, if you put quilts down, on a place on the floor for children.
Pallet.
You were talking about land that would grow most anything. You would say that type of soil would be very
fertile. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't. That isn't a word that we use.
Mm-hmm.
What would